Blog Talk Radio.
How's everyone doing today? I'm sorry, I'm having a little technical difficulty with communications right now. If you can all hear me. anyway, all right, you see what we started with and what I'm talking about, banking. Wow, that's really a fun subject to talk about, banking, because we all know that it's not what we think it is. They use our money, they use us, and they take it all away. You know, with all the fees and the interest rates, and you just can't seem to keep ahead with yourself, and it's hard to keep your checkbook balance correct. But we need to take a look at all that. But anyway, I'm going to let you know, this is Ron Rex Show, and I'm not an attorney, and I don't offer legal advice. Don't believe nothing I say. It's an opinion. You know, you need to take and do the research yourself and come up with your answer. Everybody don't know everything. That's impossible. But the banking system, man, have I had my dealing with them. And I, you know, I try to look at two sides to everything, and there just don't seem to be two sides to this issue. I live in a small rural town in Missouri, and we have a population of about 3,500 people. But we have 7 banks and 1 McDonald's. So, you know, I mean, 7 banks. So if you did the math on that, they wouldn't have very many customers. They're all equal in customers out of 3,500 people. But that 3,500 people don't mean every 3,500 has a bank account either. I keep my bank account very minimally low just to keep the account open. I don't leave a lot of money in the bank. And, you know, I own a shovel and mason jar, so there you go. That works out, too, if you can. But it's, you know, it just seems like the economy is just eating us up, swallowing us up whole and alive. And we completely get away from looking at where we need to take a look at. We're too busy in these illusions that we live in. And we don't take into the fact of what really is. You know, I've been on a few BTR shows and a few people know me. But I look at it as if we don't stop watching American Idol, if we don't stop looking at whatever on TV, you know, I mean, I'm not saying stop watching TV or whatever, just take, but you got to take the time out to get away from that part. You got to take a look on the inside. I mean, you have the internet. There's a lot of information in it. I mean, you got to watch what you look at because you got to check it sometimes, and which I do quite frequently, recheck. But we have to come to the conclusional fact of, if we don't come out of this illusion we live in our lives, we're not going to know nothing till it's too late. And that's not going to be good. I mean, I don't want it to be too late. I don't want nothing to happen to nobody. I really don't. But it's seeming to be where it's come so relevant that it's right here in front of us. It's, I mean, this was not my plan, my forte in life to become, you know, somebody would talk about politics. I mean, I don't like politics, never did. But, wow, it's so obvious anymore. I mean, the price of fuel, there's no shortage of, you know, there's no shortage of oil, as they're saying. They say we hit the peak in the 70s and all that. But it's becoming so expensive to live. And it keeps climbing and climbing and climbing. There's got to be an end somewhere. And, you know, it just seems like there's so many banks that are opening up. I mean, what is the purpose of all these banks? Is everybody into the big rush to get to the money? Just like we buy gold here. You know, that's insane, too. You know, we buy your gold. What's the purpose? You know, and, you know, I don't know where actually it's going to, but I think China's buying a lot of it. That's fine by me. It's supposed to be free trade. Well, we traded ourselves out of a lot of things. You know, our industry's not here no more. We don't have you know, a very good educational system. I mean, far as I say, I mean, but like I said, do your own research, check it out yourself. I mean, I'm just, you know, throwing it out there because it's, you know, it's wake up time. It's time to wake up and quit, you know, fighting each other over unnecessary things and take a look at your finances. Take a look at yourself. Get yourself ready to, you know, to understand, because the bad part about it is not knowing. If you don't know it, what's going to come or what's coming or what your future holds, you need to wake it up. It's not, you know, what you think. It's, you know, you live in this delusional world, that's great. You know, it's like getting drunk. You know, that's okay too if that's what you want to do, and that's your way out. But, you know, people, you know, that drink abusively to themselves, they don't want to ever come back. Sometimes I can't really blame them. You know, hey, they're people too. We're all people. We do stupid things, but it's come irrelevant to the fact that it is getting to be stupid things happening to us now. That's always been happening for a long period of time. It's just more, it was more quiet. You didn't know about it, secret deals and all this. And now it's coming to the point where they're revealing it. They're getting so sloppy you can see it. It's here. I mean, these wars we're in are worthless. What are they? What good does it do us? Where do we gain on this? Where do we, the people of the United States, gain on this? And we got so many people that are against wars, but we still let them do it. What's going to stop it? You know, we say us, we the people, well, why hasn't that taken place? Why hasn't that been done? Why don't they listen to us, the people? You know, majority should rule. That's the way it should be, and it should be our selection. Since it's supposed to be to protect us, it should be our choice and our decision. But it's coming to the point where it don't matter what we say, and it is to that point, really. I believe we're actually to that point that we don't know what's going on. I don't seem to grasp that people want to come to common reality. You know, they would rather go to Walmart and buy worthless, cheap Chinese plastic junk, and all it does, it comes home, it gets played with for about a minute, and it sits and collects dust, another dust collector we add up. And then we wonder, well, where did we spend all our money? What did we do with it? So when you're sliding that debit card, you know, and, you know, you just keep on trucking with it, not pay attention to the program, you wind up overdrafting. So there's the big fee, and they charge you every day. They'll charge you a fee again that week. If you never know about it, they never tell you about it until after it's already in the swing. They've done collected a couple hundred bucks off. Then they'll tell you, hey, you overdrafted a check. In the state of Missouri, if you write a bad check and the vendor turns it into the prosecutor, you're going to jail for it. I don't care how much it is. It could be a penny. If you write a bad check, you're going to jail. So that, you know, if the bank didn't cover it and it's bounced, you're going to jail. Jail's where it's at. You know, that's how they, that's another way to get the money out of it. Then you get to the court systems. You know, this is all banking. This all comes down to a banking thing, man. It's guaranteed money. How could they go wrong? I mean, I'm in the wrong business. I mean, I seriously need to think this through. do I need to go back to school to become a judge or a banker? You know, because either one I come to, I'm both. In sense, because a judge does, you know, threatens you, and the bank threatens you. You know, don't go out taking money from me, trying any bullshit, you know, with the banks, because they're going to eat you up. It doesn't matter. They're going to win. You know, one, they're going to get you for the fee, or two, they're going to send you to jail. And they're going to get money from you either way. It doesn't matter. As long as you're living and breathing, they're going to get the money. And, you know, saving money in the bank to me, I think, is a waste of time. I mean, it's don't, you know, now, here we go. This is where it gets into the good part of it. Now everything's trying to go electronic, so they completely control all the cash, not cash, but electronic numbers, because there won't be no cash no more. And when there ain't no more cash, that means you can't make no under-the-table deals no more, they call, because you ain't paying a tax on it. So it's under-the-table deal, and it's dishonest, and you're wrong. But if you did everything according to what they're planning on doing with the financial system, you would have to be an accountant. You know, I mean, you'd have to be that close in your money all every 5 minutes. But that's the other part I was talking about earlier, is where we don't pay attention. When you don't pay attention, that's what gets you. You know, the point is, pay close attention to your money, because it can go into a lot of different directions. You know, I don't see where the good part of that is. I mean, people are losing their homes because of the, you know, that housing scandal deal. You know, they shoved it on them in derivatives and sold it off, and then, you know, the person's working at McDonald's, but they got a $300,000 house, and the payments were $10 this month, and they were $20 the next, and $30 next, and it kept going up and up and up until it completely overcomes them. There ain't nothing you can do. You know, complete suffocation out of it. Matter of fact, looking at my chat room, I see I got Perry Steele there. Hi, but my buddy Perry Steele. Yeah, he's the man. Definitely listen to a 10 o'clock at night, Perry Steele show. Yeah. Matter of fact, Perry, kind of my mentor. He kind of, you know, I didn't really want to get into talking about politics and everything like that, but listening to this show, as long as I've been listening to it, I've kind of, you know, need to talk about it too. People need to know. I mean, information. That's what we need to hear. We need to be educated and be informed, you know, and pay attention to what you're told, though. That's the other point of it. When you're told something and you jump on right off the bat and say, okay, well, that's the way it is, you might be wrong because you see it flip-flop. You see how they do. They say one thing and do another. Why is Guantanamo Bay still open? Why is that prison still open? I've seen on the news that it's in bad condition. But the golf course is in good shape. Ain't that nice? Yeah, wow, man. Yeah, the golf course looks nice. Unbelievable. But, you know, where's the due process? Where's that? It's, you know, when they start doing that, then, you know, the TSA groping you and whatever they're going to do to you, it's not good. I mean, there's got to be a reason for this. What is the purpose? That's what I'm trying to find. What is the purpose of it? What do you gain by this control you want? What does it mean to you? I don't, you know, no people ever seem to have the answer to that. You know, it's always these sectioned off deals. You know, well, we're going to help the schools. We're going to give this much money. We're going to feed the children. We're going to give them this much money. We're going to take care of Social Security. We'll, you know, it might be in trouble, but we're going to take care of it. So it's always a bad thing that they produce, and we have to try to fix it. Not we, they, because we don't get a choice in fixing it. We don't get that. If that was the choice, then if enough people said, well, hey, that's not going to happen. We don't want it that way. You know, it's like, you know, you get so many people trying to get, you know, legalized marijuana. You got so many people supporting gun rights. You know, I mean, I don't care about either topic. If that's what you believe in, it's good, but it takes the majority of us, the people, to make it happen. And here's the problem. If the majority of us wants that and don't get it, there's something wrong, isn't there? That's what we got to look at. I mean, that's, we have to actually take a look at that picture. I just don't seem to get it sometimes. It's rough on us. You know, we've had this ride for such a long time, this smooth ride, we thought. You know, matter of fact, I heard something one time, somebody told me, they said they'd rather be in prison than out here because the real prison's outside. That's where the work comes in. You know, the fight to survive. When you're inside of a prison, you got three hots and a cot, and you ain't got to worry about nothing. You don't have a power bill. You don't have to pay for the trash man, you know. Your mail's hand-delivered to you. What else do you want? I mean, so it seems like a better deal in a way. But the thing, that's, you know, that's another topic. I don't want to try to get it, but I am anyway. Piss on it. Yeah, the prison system. It's a, that is a corporate business. Wow, that's a money machine. I mean, you've got guaranteed money. It's like the old Section 8 housing system, you know, where, you know, the government was going to pay your rent and the landlord got his money guaranteed. How would you go wrong? So prisons are just similar to that, I think. But it's captive audience. You know, like I've said many times in different shows and everything, we're volunteers to go in there. If it's a nonviolent crime and there's no damage been done and there's, you know, no fraud, what did you do wrong? Because you sneeze and spit on the sidewalk, you got to pay a $50 fine in New York City? Come on. You know, I don't know if it's, I was told $50 that's quite years ago, but I mean, I'm sure it's a lot more than that by now. It's, it's getting crazy. And we need to take a look at it. That's why, you know, I decided to pop this show in and talk about the banks system. It's just, I mean, this is a short show. It's only 30 minutes long. I'm not doing premium yet. I'm going to work on that. But at this time, I'm trying to, you know, help people get to wake up a little bit. Take a look at yourself. Take a look at what's going on around you. When, you know, milk is, you know, right now at the store where I'm at, a gallon of milk is $4.29 a gallon. Milk. I'm debating on stop drinking milk and start putting diesel in gallon jugs to drink it because it's cheaper. It's only, what, $3.59, somewhere in the neighborhood, you know, $3.60 at the moment, or the moment. But that's another thing. The fuel price goes down, then it goes way back up, you know. And, diesel is the shipping product. That's the main key element of shipping around this country, these trucks and boats and ships and everything, diesel fuel. So if you bring the price of that up, the shipping cost goes higher. That means your price goes up. You know, then the food we eat is practically trash anyway. But it's all about the shipping. It's all about the money. It's the bottom line to the end of that company. Make sure they get their money one way or the other. Perry just said in the chat room, detainees are on hunger strike. Yeah, Guantanamo, yeah, absolutely. Wouldn't you? Why not? I'd rather be dead than have to deal with the bullshit that they're going through. I mean, that ain't like us. You know, but it ain't us. That's the other part. That's not us. It's the other government, the one I don't believe we know about. But like I said, you know, I'm not, you know, trying to scare people. I'm not trying to give people bad thoughts about other people. But, man, we got to wake up. I mean, I'm awoke. I mean, people in my chat room are well awake, I'm sure. Definitely know Perry Steele. Mr. Talk, I know you are. But it's, yeah, there's, you know, people have a fear of reality. They don't want to go into reality. They want to stay in that illusional world. That's what I said a minute ago. It's not very productive. It's very destructive is what it is. Because if it does come down to an economic collapse, everything goes to shit, the government closes up, there is no more government, the only thing we're going to have is each other. That's it. And how you act when it happens, it just, that's your call. You're the one that makes that. So you're in control of you. Only you are in control of you. If you let your mind wander off into other things, and you don't want to come and track, you know, simply ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask a question. I mean, I don't care who it is. There is nobody better than anybody. We're not better than each other. That's not going to happen. I don't care if you're gold-plated. I don't care. It don't mean shit to me. I care less. You are still you. You're a human animal. We're just like everything else. Only thing we can talk and communicate, that's the problem. You know, we communicate the wrong way. The real big problem, the big major problem is lack of communication and the right communication. It's not really, I mean, wow. It's just insane. The more it comes along, looks like I have a caller. Let me see if I can work this thing.
Yeah, can you hear me, Ron Rick? Ron.
Perry.
Yeah.
All right, is that better?
Yeah, you can hear me. Oh, you get used
right.
to it.
Yeah, man, I'm on two computers right now, Perry. I'm trying to drive one with the other type thing. Yeah, man, so, yeah, how does this sound pretty good to you?
Yeah,
I'm on my
great.
Phone. My Skype screwed up on me today when I was trying to come on. And it told me I need a premium service for Skype. So, all right. All right, they're forcing me into it, Perry. They're going to make me pay.
No. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you got to have premium to use Skype.
Right, right.
Well, the phone sounds pretty good.
Right on, man. So what do you think about what I'm talking about, Perry?
You know, yeah, man, you know, these banks, you were talking about these banks. You know, I'm concerned about the ATM machines in these banks. And the thing about it, you know, like we got, you know, cyber terrorism going on, and they already switched everybody from who gets, public assistance to the ATM machines. And, you know, you can go to some of these banks and say, well, we saw a recruit. No, they don't even let you in. When the computers go down, they just put a little sign in one and say, closed because of computer failure or something like that, you know.
Right.
Then, like I said,
right.
You know, you got these ATMs, they could go out, they could be hacked or whatever. And I'm just really concerned about, you know, people being able to have access to their money. You know, your money. I mean, even if you work, you know, like I took my grandchildren to get a job at Domino's Pizza, and they were saying, look, granddad, we don't get a check, we get an ATM card. You know, they just put the money on our card. I said, man, that's scary. That's really scary because what it's pointing to, they don't want us to have any money.
But the part of that, Perry, what I'm saying, man, on that, there's always a catch in the net. That's every little, there's tricks in the game, a lot of tricks that you don't know about. And that's like the ATMs, okay? You know, all of a sudden, okay, you have $10 in there and you withdraw a dollar, okay? But when you go back and check your balance, you got $8. Where'd that dollar go? That fee.
Service fees.
Service fees, right. Service fee sounds like a real nice thing. Service fee. I'm giving you a service. I'm taking care of you, but you're paying me. You know, you're my John. Mm-hmm. I'm your prostitute, and you're my John. That's what it is, you know. But it's done with no physical labor. Nothing.
Right, right. And
it's
and
all
please.
Out of out, like a magician. It appears out of thin air.
Yeah. And if you have to use an ATM, use your bank ATM. Don't use these little bitty things they got in these stores, man.
Right. But that's going to change, too. That's, you watch. They're going to get a cut somewhere. Somewhere along the line, you're going to miss it. They're going to cut it. They'll pull pennies out. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it, man. They will pull pennies out of your account. You won't even notice it.
Yeah. That's why they're telling people about buying those prepaid shopping cards. You know, you like go to Walmart and buy a card. I mean, they tried that to Wagazoo, man. I mean, damn, you go to another store, you buy something, then you go and call and check your amount. They charge you for every time you use the Walmart card.
Absolutely.
And then when you try to reload it, you got charges on it. When you try to reload
it. Well, like I said before, when, you know, on your show, when Bush, you know, cut down the interest rate on credit cards for people, which is, so what, but they started attacking the vendors. Like I said, my business, we accept credit cards. And all of a sudden, I notice I'm getting $1.50 per transaction fee. Every time I swipe a card, they take $1.50 plus 2% of sales plus $35 a month for service. Now, you didn't think I didn't catch on to that? Yeah, man. But I noticed places, you know, in town, I go in town and says, you know, no debit or charge under $5. You know, because if you bought a pack of gum for $1, you know what I'm saying? $1. You didn't make nothing. You lost 50 cents. Because transition fee was $1. You sold to it for $1. You got $1 credit, but you were charged $1.50. So the vendor paid 50 cents plus the tax or whatever, paid the rest. You made no profit whatsoever. You know? So, yeah. So it came to the point where we just stopped. You know, we just stopped taking them because of that.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I got a big mess. I'm in a big, big class action lawsuit over that right now.
Do you really get paid on class action lawsuits? I'm involved in about 3 or 4 of them. I haven't seen a dime. It's been years.
It just depends. You know, it's as long as the lawyers get their money, it don't matter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They always want to launch a class action lawsuit. Mm-hmm. You don't get paid even if you're one of the litigants.
Well, you know, when I talk to these lawyers who are involved in this, I tell them, here, I want to be there when it's happening. I'm going to be right there in the courtroom. I want to know every step of the way. You know?
Yeah.
I want to get in on this. And I told them, you don't have to, Mr. Rec. You don't have to. Well, watch me. I'll be there. I live for this shit. That's what I told the guys. I live for this. Bring it on. I'm ready to rock. You know, it don't matter to me. Because, I mean, that's what it takes. You got to fight back, Perry. I mean, you can't, you know, in a way to fight back, like my show here, I put on there, take your money out. Cripple them. That's the only way you're going to hurt them. Money. Take their money away. How do you think they do it? No, they take our money away, don't they? They cripple us.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you know, if you're working labor, you're working off the sweat of your back, man, and you make that money, it should be your money to do what you want with it.
It's not that way. We work for everybody else. We work for the government, the federal government,
right.
The state government, the county, and the city. We work for all them.
So what's that
make
us?
That's how they get their money.
But what's it make us? Slaves.
Yeah.
We are slaves, you know.
And if you get paid under the table, you get paid too much and don't pay taxes, you're going to jail.
Well, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's control, man. It's there. It's just been quiet. People didn't pay attention to it. You know, I know waitresses that, you know, hide their tip money. They don't claim what they get. They can't afford
it. Yeah, right. They can't afford it.
You know? No, the rent's high. The utilities are high. Gas high to get to work. You know, it costs a lot more to feed myself. You know, a single person with one job is suffering.
I couldn't be no waiter, man. Working for $2 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of your pay is supposed to be tips? Don't you have to pay taxes on the $2 an hour you make?
Right.
And then declare your tips, too?
Right. You got to file long form, I think, on that. Yeah.
it'll be a buffet restaurant where they fix their own food.
Yeah, we ain't got to carry nothing to them. Yeah, I'm cool with that. yeah, get your shovel out and go at it, man. Hit the bar. But yeah, man, I just hope people get a little education. That's, you know, what I'm trying to do here, Perry. You know, same thing you're doing. But it's getting sad, man. More and more, we see more bullshit. You know, like I said, with Obama going over to Israel, you know, okay, the first thing come out on media was it's going to be a stony reception for President Obama. And then you see the next story when he gets there, they're all buddies, everything's cool, and blah, 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 blah.
And they gave him the highest honor any American has ever received from Israel.
This
big-ass medal. Big-ass medal,
right.
Man.
Right, yes.
Yeah,
sure.
They're trying to butter his ass up real good.
Well, of course. It's a business deal. They didn't go over and talk what you think they told you they're going to talk about. You know.
They're concerned about that $3.5 billion they get, plus surplus military equipment and all those loan guarantees. That's what they're concerned about. They don't give a damn about America.
That's what my point came in. Where okay, they're going to be stone reception for him to get there. They're not, Israel's not happy about him showing up. But then they're overjoyed when he gets there. Come on. You know.
Yeah.
If you read between the lines, you catch what I'm saying. It's, you know, wow. Yeah, they don't want to lose that
and
money.
Then he go visit the Palestinians. And he go talk to them and everything like that. You know, like I said, the Jews are just flat foot, just disrespecting the humanity of the Palestinians altogether with those settlement issues. Talk. A lot of people don't understand what those settlements are. That's illegal.
Right.
Illegal confiscation of other people's property, and then you building your own damn apartment buildings on top of it.
Right.
You let her stay.
Yeah,
just take
that's it. Yeah, but that's what they're doing. It's you know, it's the full control factor for the more. It's a big grab, the power grabs. You know, it's been going on forever. I mean, these sumbitches are never happy over there. You know, it doesn't matter what you try to do. It always seems like we're popping in and out of there. And we never popped out. We've always been there, just didn't tell the American people that. You know, there's a lot of conflicts we never tell the American people where we're at or why we're there. You know, I'd love to see them pop out one time. Well, shit, man, let's go take Iran because they got oil. Shit, I ain't got nothing better to do. And we should take it from them and keep our own pockets. You know, but the funny part about it is I don't care how much money you got. You're going to go away eventually. You're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's a choice you can't make. The decision's how you live is how you live. That's why I said.
So what do you think about these banks? Yeah, now these banks have Western Union offices in them. You can do Western Union in them now. And they want to pay all your bills.
Money.
They want to pay all your bills.
It's a license domain charger fee for everything they do for you.
Yeah, that's what they said. They got it set up now. You can just go there and tell them, look, I want you to pay this bill, and that bill.
Right. Right, you don't see that little fee that slid into the price tag. You know, that's the other thing that they don't let you know. See, it's a trick game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like I said, man, it's getting stupid. But is it me? Am I just losing my mind, Perry, or is it just there? And I'm seeing this. It just comes to me that this shit's going down.
You might be clairvoyant.
I don't know, but I'm seeing it. It's like it's right there, you know, handed to me. Here, look at this shit we're doing to you. Wow, it's crazy.
As long as we don't get like Cyprus, we pretty bad, but we ain't bad as Cyprus. They got a limit to how much money they can take out of their bank account. They can't take no more than 100 euros out of their bank account.
Right. Yeah,
I knew the euro was destined for failure anyway. When they first started talking about it, I said the people need to leave that bullshit alone and keep their own money.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was destined
for
failure.
Of course it is. So is the the U.S. dollar, I think, is ready for failure. It's coming. I think it's coming.
Fight anybody that refuses our dollar.
Oh, yeah. You don't take my shit. You know, you have the mob.
It's war. It's war, motherfucker. It's war.
It's the mob.
I'm with your ass.
The extortion. You bet. Well, Perry, I got like 44 seconds left, brother. But, man, I appreciate you coming on with me. That's cool.
All right, Dan.
Like I said, I'm going to see how this goes and what happens. How many listeners? I mean, I got two looking on chat room, or three, me. But you know, see what happens. But you know, I thought I'd throw it out there, man. Anyway, Perry, thanks a lot, man. I sure appreciate you, bro. Anyway, everybody, thanks for listening. And we'll get back to schedule some more shows here before long, shortly. I definitely don't want to write over the top of the shows I listen to or I jump on a lot. But I want to thank Perry Steele and Mr. Talk for coming to the chat room, and whatever happens, have a good day. Take care of yourself. Look out and educate yourself. This is Ron Reck on BTR. Have a good day.